I'm Ian Blatchford, Director of the Science Museum, and I want to celebrate James Lovelock's electron capture detector. Before I talk about what it achieved, you have to admit that it's a great name, conjuring up images of a portly Victorian gentleman dashing through the fields with a huge butterfly net trying to ensnare some elusive electrons, or sounding like some sinister device from a Philip Pullman novel. But if you saw this invention in a museum case, it looks so dull. You would pass by and not realise its brilliance and importance. It is an astonishingly sensitive detector of chemicals, and in 1967 Lovelock used it to measure the supposedly clean air blowing off the Atlantic into Ireland's west coast, and found that it contained CFCs. To be precise, it recorded 60 parts per trillion. Lovelock later used the same device in the Antarctic and found similar evidence for CFCs. The Nobel Prize winners, Sherwood Rowland and Mario Molina, went on to show the dangerous link between those CFCs and the depletion of the ozone layer, and worldwide regulation of CFCs was the direct result. So the detector was at the vanguard of the new environmental movement and a profound new understanding of how our planet works. You wouldn't be around to enjoy the latest medical innovations or digital technology without the ozone layer over your head, shielding us from the sun's ultraviolet light. So surely, a rather wonderful invention then.
Find out more about great British innovations, including two by me, by visiting www.topbritishinnovations.org.